The equations that we're going to be using when we analyze general planar motion for a rigid body are, of course, Newton's second law, which doesn't change, and Euler's second law using an arbitrary point. There are two versions, both shown, and you'll notice that Euler's second law has a rotational part, I alpha, and a translational part, R cross MA. We've used both. Now all we're doing is adding the two. So we have I alpha plus R cross MA, rotation plus translation. Now why are there two versions? Well, you'll notice that in the first version, we have the arbitrary point for the moments and that same arbitrary point for the mass moment. In the second version, we have the arbitrary point for the moments and the center of mass for the mass moment. Now, they're really the same equation, but the difference between the two is that we apply the parallel axis theorem to translate between one and the other. So both work. It's just whether you want to use one or the other.